As Victorians come to terms with new restrictions on day-to-day life, businesses are waiting to find out whether they'll be able to keep running or be forced to shut. And as just mentioned, later today, Premier Andrews will announce restrictions on workplaces and business operating hours, putting any economic revival further away than ever. Here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
Doing business is about to change in Victoria again. Joseph Varghetto runs a restaurant in Kew in Melbourne's east. He's already diversified, selling takeaway, cook-at-home food, even online cooking lessons.
Making pasta by hand is something of achievement.
He's optimistic his business will survive, but worries many in the hospitality sector won't.
If you are an operator that weren't and you were behind the eight ball before this, I don't think we're going to make it.
Financial support has been crucial.
I think that the JobKeeper has been a good thing for operators that want to keep their staff.
The restrictions keeping people at home will run for 6 weeks until the 13th of September. The JobKeeper wage subsidies are being scaled back just 2 weeks later from the 28th of September. Paul Guerra, the CEO of the Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, says businesses in Victoria need access to the full $1,500 a fortnight wage subsidy for employees for longer.
And if at the very least the JobKeeper in its current guise could be extended, you know, realistically now through to the end of February, and then for Victorian businesses then to move to the reduced JobKeeper after that, would be a massive support.
The Federal Minister for Social Services, Anne Rustin, says JobKeeper won't change during the six-week period and newly affected businesses can still apply.
Contact the Australian Tax Office and have discussions with them about the assistance that may be available to their business and therefore to their employees through JobKeeper.
The job seeker unemployment arrangements will remain the same, with one new exemption for Victorians. In the rest of the country, starting this week, someone receiving unemployment benefits will have to take a job if they're offered one or lose their support.
Clearly, in Victoria, a different set of circumstances prevail, and so we're saying to Victorians, we are not expecting you to do anything, particularly on the basis that it's not safe to do so.
The federal and Victorian governments are open to offering further financial support and discussions are taking place. The Commonwealth wants the cost of any future help to be split 50-50 with the Victorian government. Paul Guerra from the Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry says any funding to help businesses now will be money well spent.
The cost of funding is going to be a lot less than the cost of seeing businesses and jobs lost what will be forever.
That's Paul Guerra, the Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry Chief Executive, ending Melissa Clark's report. And a short time ago, the Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg hinted to News Breakfast that the government might tweak its JobKeeper wage subsidy scheme to help Victorian businesses being hit hard by this unprecedented lockdown.
In terms of the eligibility for JobKeeper, we are now looking at that in the context of the Victorian situation, because you may have had Victorian businesses, Michael, that were not eligible for JobKeeper in the June period because, for example, they had strong retail sales in May or June, but they are obviously in the September period seeing a lot of hardship. So in that case, we are looking at some flexibility around the eligibility requirements for JobKeeper for businesses beyond the end of September.
That's the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg.